What a crazy coincidence that today's theme is Mexico. Cause right now I'm chilling in an empty church in the border city of El Paso. We were all going to be here for a week and plans ran afoul. And the only one that's left here and I'm flying out to BabsCon now. Worship started out like any normal Palm Sunday. When we heard the screams and anguish, the pastor's daughter had died that day. Everything's falling apart, nerd, and now we have no plan.
There's people who need us in bars, and we need someone to drive the van to Mexico.
To Mexico.
275 people without a place to go.
In Mexico. Mexico.
Is there any way to fix this? I don't even know.
And we're eating dinner with refugees from Cuba, trying my best to understand them, but Espanol no comprenda.
This guy's a civil engineer
waiting for his wife who's not yet here.
He's been gone for over a week, calling up ICE to help him seek.
Driving across town to help out at another church out there. 20 more refugees will be staying the night here. Gotta get them clothed, gotta get them all fed, gotta get them all COVID tested.
40 more coming next week, I'm afraid. Rinse and repeat and do it all again.
In El Paso, in El Paso.
This place seems to have an abundance of sorrow.
In El Paso. So, is there any way to fix this?
I don't even know.
And I don't want to give you the wrong impression about this place. There's joy and love and laughter here, in spite of all the things. But we should turn the heart that exists. Cause the last thing any of us want is for the pain to persist. In Mexico, in Mexico. This place seems to have an abundance of sorrow.
In El Paso, in El Paso.
Is there any way to fix this?
I don't even know.